Vivek Ramaswamy, Republican presidential candidate, going to be in New Hampshire tomorrow. And this, all this stuff about justice, the DOJ, the FBI, former President Donald Trump, whistleblowers today, in the Capitol talking about Hunter Biden. Vivek, good morning. How are you?
Jack, how are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us. You know, you've gone so far as to say that you would redo or what? I don't want to put words in your mouth. Even eliminate the FBI or not?
Yeah, I've said that I would shut down the FBI. That's correct, Jack. And that's far more practical than it sounds, because what we have is a lot of inefficiency in the federal government. A lot of those functions are performed by the DEA as it relates to drug investigation, the U.S. Marshals as it relates to child trafficking cases, and so on. And I think that when you have a redundancy in the federal government, when you have a bureaucracy that should not exist, that's actually not just a formula for wasting money and inefficiency. It is also a formula for corruption. And it is still the J. Edgar Hoover building of the FBI that people report into every day. I think that that is a legacy of this institution that you can't just reform. I think the way you have to do it is the way I do it in the private sector. You shut down an underperforming division, especially one that's a basis for actual corruption, reorganize some of those functions into the U.S. Marshals and the DEA. And that's how you revive the integrity of an institution that has lost its way. And I will be laying out the specifics, Jack, tomorrow at St. Anselm College in the evening of not only how I'll reorganize the FBI, but other branches of the executive branch as well. This is a core part of my domestic agenda.
Vivek Ramaswamy, I think Department of Education and Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Hey, listen, I just want to ask you this. Do you, given your comments on justice, the DOJ, and I think what your point, without putting words in your mouth, is, you know, it seems to be political at times. I mean, that's what
I think it is.
Okay. So do you think former President Trump should be charged by the DOJ further in the breach of the Capitol January 6th probe?
No, I do not. And I've been very clear about this, Jack. I would have made very different judgments than Donald Trump did in how he handled that day. So I'm not praising him in any way for the decisions he made. But there's a difference between a bad judgment and a criminal behavior. And I actually think that we make our jobs too easy in this country if you just point and say he's responsible for January 6th. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot more that went into that. Frustrations of people in this country being subject to rampant censorship. And then not only that, Jack, but also the idea that we're going to set this dangerous precedent in the United States of America, that the party in power is going to deputize police force to arrest its political opponents.
Right.
I think that is a dangerous precedent that's bad for Democrats and Republicans alike. And I want us to move forward as a country. And that's how I'll lead as president.
Two former IRS agents or employees are now under the whistleblower protection, testifying today, ironically, on Capitol Hill in that House oversight. And I think they're basically going to say is that DOJ dragged their feet when it came to investigating Hunter Biden, son of former vice president and now President Biden, in their tax investigation. Why isn't this more red alarm network news priority or story? What, you know, they're not running for political office. They're risking their own careers by coming forward. They feel strongly about it. Why isn't this being taken more seriously beyond Congress?
Yeah, so it's a good question, Jack. But I think that one of the things that's happened in the United States is much of the media has started to behave like it is part of the state media. And I think this is a sad fact because the top job of the political press is to hold the government itself accountable. And I think it's sad when I'm in Washington, D.C. today. I'm actually meeting with several of the newspapers based down here. And one of my messages to them is go back to doing your job. Do it for me when I'm the U.S. president. You should hold my feet to the fire. Mm-hmm. But you should do that to anybody who's in that office as well. And right now, when there's one party that's in power, I think they've, especially in the post-Trump era, taken it as part of their mission to protect and play defense for one political party, when in fact what we need is a revival of the media that holds the government accountable no matter who's in power. And I practice what I preach, Jack. And so for my part of this, I'll talk to all media, left, right, it doesn't matter. That's where Republicans, I think, have many times fallen short, hiding in a shell.
Right.
But the flip side is I think the media also needs to step up and do its job again. And whether it's Biden, Trump, or me, they better start doing their jobs.
Real quickly, are you going to be on the debate stage when the RNC sets all this for the first big debate?
Yeah, absolutely. We're polling a third in the national polls now, thankfully, in the last four national polls, and we've crossed 65,000, maybe even 70,000 unique donors. And so the campaign has really taken off, Jack, in the last few weeks. I'm grateful for that. But as the way I see it, we're just getting warmed up.
All right. Thank you, Vivek Ramaswamy. Thank you for joining us live. Glad we worked you in, one of the Republican presidential candidates.